On the February 22nd, the EPA sent its guidance regarding waters covered under the Clean Air Act to OMB for final review. This goes way back, and I can remember sitting up here back when Senator Feingold actually introduced the Clean Water Restoration Act. Congressman Oberstar did the same thing. We've had this before us many, many times. It's turned out that this would be the most damaging thing in terms of ag. The Farm Bureau and other groups like that have said this is something that is not livable, and it's and so consequently, I was disappointed when we sent the guidance to OMB for a final review. And not only has Congress pointedly rejected similar efforts to statutorily expand the scope of the Clean Water Act, a majority of the Supreme Court justices concluded in the Rapanos case, in the Swank case, and only yesterday in the Sackett case, that the EPA, that the government, was exceeding its regulatory authority in how to regulate our waters. I would ask, you know, how does the administration's policy as articulated in the new guidance differ from the overreach that was overturned by the Supreme Court? And that was only yesterday, but however, it's been rejected twice before in the Rapanos case and in the Swank case. And my interest here, of course, is to do something about this final rule in terms of how the water is going to be treated.
Senator, thank you. The Sackett case decided yesterday goes to process. At what point under the Administrative Procedures Act, since the Clean Water Act is silent on the matter, are those who are recipient of an EPA action allowed to challenge it in court? The court spoke obviously very clearly to that point, and we will, of course, be abiding by that decision. They did not speak unanimously as part of the main decision to the issue of the continuing issue of which waters and wetlands in this country are jurisdictional. We have heard from a number of stakeholders around the country about the confusion that is resulting in lack of protection on certain lands and in certain areas, and that is what the guidance is, which has been out for public comment and is now in the process of being finalized, attempting to.
I think you probably noticed that I think it's Senator Barrasso is going to be heading up an effort. We'll be supporting him, Senator Session and Senator Heller, with a bill that stops the EPA from finalizing the guidance and from using the guidance to make decisions about the scope of the Clean Water Act or turn this problematic problem into a rule. So we're going to be doing what we can to stop that, but I would like to get your, you know, response as to how these court decisions are going to impact what you're going to be doing with the water.
That's Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe dialoguing with the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, over the guidance that the EPA continues to pursue, even despite the Sackett case. Ms. Jackson saying that the guidance has nothing to do with the Sackett case, but Senator Inhofe basically indicating that it goes to the root problem that he and a lot of folks feel are out there right now from EPA and what he feels is an overreaching of the Clean Water Act. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.